going back to the school can be difficult, but Florida Technical College showed me the way. Thanks to FTC, I got my diploma in medical billing and coding. My name is Carla Finol, and now I'm working as an MBC office coordinator.
See why Florida Technical College has been the choice of people like you since 1982. Learn more about our diploma, associate, and bachelor's degree programs at ftccollege.edu or call 888-981-9707. FTC, your partner in success.
This is Trackside with Kirk Cavan and Kevin Lee.
How much more is in yours if you need to find more?
Well, we don't need to find more speed. We need to find four laps. So now we need to tie it together where I could be flat for four. Tomorrow there's not showing a lot of cloud cover, so we're going to deal with the track temp. And, it's just about balance now. We have the speed.
So balance always a consideration. I'm wondering, though, to find four consistent laps, there's more weight on the car. Is there going to be more tire wear than we've seen over four lap
run? Yeah, that's exactly. Yeah, it's just I think there's a lot of weight on the tires. And so for 16 miles is a long time. It feels, yeah. You know, it's only 2 minutes, but it feels like ages for the drivers.
Tony, these are some of the fastest speeds I just saw that we've seen since 1996. How does it feel in the seat?
Feels awesome. I was looking at the times from 2005. My pole position was a 230.9.
Wow.
I did that. I reached that top speed on my first outing this morning. So you're talking about 05, so 15 years ago. It's awesome. I have to say, Katie, the first time I came out of the pits today, I hadn't had that feeling in a long time that my neck actually pulled back.
I just got goosebumps.
And it was like, wow, this is so cool. So I love it.
This is not exactly how we'd want to spend TK's last lap. So for the fans out there, I want to know, is TK's real last lap in 2021?
That's the biggest question of the day. If you go back to my press conference in February, I've never said I was going to retire. I said I was going to slow down a little bit.
Not actually slow down.
No, I can assure you that I don't think I'm doing a full season in IndyCar again. I definitely want to come back for the 500. I don't think this cannot be my last 500 without anybody here. I mean, this place made me who I am. The fans, I mean, honestly, I never had crossed my mind we could come here and have not a single person in the stands. And I've never took that for granted. But to be honest, it's been pretty sad the last few days. I mean, I love that I'm here. I love that we're all here making an effort, but it's not going this way. I'm going to have to figure it out because obviously it's not what I want. I got to find a car and a team to do it. But if I can, yes, it won't be my last time here.
The fastest day at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway in 24 years. Welcome to Trackside. On the eve of qualifying for the 104th Indianapolis 500, better late than never for us. For those of you that found us, thanks for hanging in. For those of us that find the podcast, even better. This will be a quick one because, I'll be honest, we were scheduled to end at 10:30, and I'm going to be done at 10:30 tonight because this is one of those where at some point you probably should learn how to say no thanks. I'm a little busy with the day job. So I'm on the first shift in the booth at 8:30 tomorrow morning. So I'll be at the track super early, as a lot of people will be. That's not a complaint. That's just, I still have work to do. Should be working on notes, but I'm happy to chat a little bit. Kirk Cavan is here. We are from Tony Kanaan and from Marco Andretti as well, who put in a lap early in the day at 233.491 miles per hour. It was Ari's record breaker. That was the last time it was quicker in 1996. Actually, a practice lap that particular year that was quicker than that. Connor Daly, second quick. Then Dixon, Hunter Ray, Spencer Pigot, so on and so forth. Story of the day is Kurt Honda. Honda had the upper hand on the no toe report, the toe report, the golf cart report, and everything else.
Yeah, it was a big day for Honda. But you know what? Didn't pay anything today. Pays tomorrow. And actually, it pays on Sunday. So you got to get to the fast nine. Would I expect
Honda
to dominate?
Do you think that Chevy is going to contend, though, for that?
Yeah. It'll be interesting. we'd first need to know how many Andretti cars are going to make the Fast 9 and then work backwards from there. Because if you're talking about five or six of those making the Fast 9, then there's not going to be many spots left for a Chevrolet. But it's it'll be interesting. You know, I looked at the draw, and we can talk about that as we get moving. But there's really only one what I would call pole contender based on how we've seen practices this week. Only one pole contender in that first hour of qualifying, assuming everybody makes a qualifying attempt, which I expect that they will. In my mind, the only one that can win the pole in that first 10 guys, 8, 9, 10 guys, is Scott Dixon. And he'll go off sixth. He should roll off about 11:25, 11:30. So it's going to be really important to set a good time early in that day, because that might stand up as a Fast 9 time, because – you know, late in the day, this time is going to be only 4:30. So it's still going to be very hot out. It's not like we have the 5 to 6 o'clock window. The qualifying session ends at 4:50. And so anything you post in that first hour is going to be really strong for the rest of the day. So Scott Dixon will be one of the Fast 9 guys, I believe.
Isn't it about 11 per hour if there are no issues? Isn't that what you normally can qualify if memory serves?
Yeah, you're going to get – yeah, that's about what you're going to get if you don't have any issues. So,
So we're getting down to noon to maybe Alexander Rossi goes out at about noon. He's 12th, so that's not a terrible draw for him. It might still be decent conditions. Hunter Ray goes out 14th. Zach Veach is after him. I'm with you that Dixon is the biggest pole contender in that early group. I do think Graham Rahal going first out, I don't know if I want to be exactly first. I'd like to be like second. But I do think Graham, through that draw, I'll be surprised if he can't make it to the Fast 9. Otherwise, I would have probably guesstimated he's maybe 12th or 13th. But I think he could end up with that draw being 6th or 7th tomorrow.
I agree. I think there'll be, out of those first, let's say, 10 cars, acknowledging that Newgarden and Power are a little bit of a wild card for reasons we can discuss in a moment, being Chevrolets and Team Penske's that haven't looked very strong for qualifying. We qualify that statement by saying they've looked pretty good for race, but not necessarily for qualifying. But I think there'll be two or three in that first 7 or 8 that make the Fast 9 based on a time they post in that first 45 minutes, because I think the weather is going to be the most advantageous from 11 to 11:45. And then as it goes from that point forward, again, because the end time is 4:50, the track will never cool. So anything posted in that first 45 minutes is going to be a big, big advantage.
You know who else I think has a great chance now being in the Fast 9? And I think he might have anyway, because Ed Carpenter Racing usually gets all their cars in there. Rinus VK rolling out 4th, I think will probably get there. And I asked him that today. I said, if you draw early, you know, normally you'd like to ease into it. I think in the last few years, and hasn't qualifying started at noon often? And if it does, has it been 11 the last few years?
It's been 11. It's been noon on Sundays.
Okay, on Sunday. Maybe that's what. Because I remember the conversation coming up that, you know, conditions are probably going to be pretty consistent throughout the day. But I said, you know, normally young guys might not give it all they have as far as the team trimming them out. Will you go after it? And he said, yep, we're going big. If we get an early draw, we got to go after it. So that might be one to watch. And then I think Jack Harvey going up 5th can end up being Fast 9 by the nature of the draw. The most fascinating is, what do the Penske's have? Will Power, very blunt. It's no filter Will year, and just said, we don't have it. Now, he did come out later in the heat of the day and get better, which makes me think that he might be pretty good in equal conditions.
No, I think you're right, and keep this in mind as you're trying to recalibrate your brain on when would be a good time to qualify. Remember, we're normally qualifying in May, and we normally can take that qualifying session into the 5 o'clock hour when the track conditions typically in the spring are really good. So that's why all the more emphasis to put on these first 45 minutes tomorrow, because those are absolutely going to be the best. And I think, you know, if IndyCar had it to do over again, and they didn't, probably because of the television window, but if they had it to do over, boy, you might have liked this to gone to 6 o'clock, because, you know, at least you've got some balance of power with the weather and the track temperature and so forth. So, I mean, it, you know, 5:30, it was reasonable to go out and set a decent time today, but or thereabouts. But, you know, at 4:50, I just don't see how the weather conditions are going to allow for a time that's anywhere as good as what we see in those first 30 minutes tomorrow.
Nope. I don't think anyone late in the day is going to be able to get into the fast nine. Maybe someone can improve it, but I just don't think you're going to drastically improve it unless you just screwed something up. So if one of the fast guys goes out and has, like what Alexander Rossi had a couple of years ago, a puncture or something out of the ordinary, but if they put a reasonable four laps out there, I think it's going to be really tough to improve on that late in the day.
Yeah, I think we'll see, like I said, I think we'll see two to four of these guys in the first eight make the fast nine, and then it's just going to be a fight for those last positions. If it's still cool enough for Rossi and Hunter Ray at 12 and 14, you know, they could probably make it stick for the rest of the day. But anybody, 20 on back, boy, you're going to be fighting amongst yourselves to get those last scraps. So there, you know, we may have lost Kevin there just a little bit, but it's, you know, it's going to be really interesting. Qualifying starts at 11. Let's go back to the schedule. We have practice starting at 8:30 in the morning. Two groups. They'll run 8:30 to 9 and 9 to 9:30. Yeah, and then we'll take we'll have a break between 9:30 and 11, and then qualifying will start right at 11. Again, let's reemphasize it. Gun ends at 4:50 to get out for the 5 o'clock television window to end. That's on NBC. Everything in the morning is on NBC Sports Gold and the IndyCar Radio Network. So we'll take a quick break. We got a little bit to get in before we get to the talk of Gasoline Alley with Donald Davidson, and that's coming up at 9:30. We were a little bit delayed, but a lot to still get tied with Cavan and Kevin.
Well, unfortunately, after I was cut off, I told you who was going to win the race. In fact, what the top five was and where the best place to place your bets were going to be. Kurt, who's going to win the poll on Sunday afternoon?
I think it's going to be James Hinchcliffe. I think he's hungry, fast, and he has the experience of winning the poll. I think it's Hinch. I wouldn't put it past Hunter Ray, but I think it's Hinch if he can make the fast nine.
I'm going to say Colton Herta.
That's a good pick.
I'm going to say that. I'm going to say it basically saying I have no idea. Eeny, meeny, miny, mo. Not all six plus Jack Harvey are going to make it, and it's going to end up a lot. But you just have to get in the fast nine, obviously, unless it rains on Sunday. And then tomorrow does become the starting lineup. Keep that in mind. And that's a reason to try to be first by the end of the day tomorrow, because if it rains out on Sunday, then I think they would revert to what we saw on Saturday. So that could be the order. Simon Pagenaud is going to be the best of the Penske's. He's still going to somehow get in the fast nine. And Will Power will as well. And there will be more surprises.
I just don't know if, you know, you got Colton down there in 30th. That's awfully deep. And I just don't think he'll have good enough weather. I think you're looking at you know, again, I picked Hinch, who's in the 20s, but 20th actually. But it may end up being Scott Dixon, because he's been good in qualifying over the years, obviously.
Yeah.
And there's just I think this will really be a fascinating, attempt to get to fast nine, assuming all those spots aren't taken in the first 45 minutes.
Here's why I pick Herta. He's pretty honest. And he said, I think I'm the best of the team when it's hot. And that was before he drew, and he's going to have to go out and qualify when it's hot. And again, he's not going to be fastest tomorrow, but if he can squeeze into the nine in equal conditions, and remember the first to go out in the fast nine. They go 9 through 1. It's probably all equal because it's not starting to around 1:30. I was going to say maybe they have a better circumstance going at first, but I would scratch that. It's going to, the conditions aren't going to change on Sunday in that time. But if he can get in there, he might just be the fastest. The great thing is, I don't know. No one knows. We'll watch this weekend to try to find out. And coverage all weekend long here on the radio as well. So be tuned in for that. We're back at 7 o'clock on Monday night. We continue nightly next week as well. The Pacers schedule has accommodated. I think I can safely say we're not going to do this late again. If this happens, we're just going to tell the powers that be we're going to take the night off. But we're going to check in with Donald in just a moment. Thank you, Kurt. We'll see you at the track tomorrow. Good work.
All right. See you, bub.
Call in now to talk with Donald Davidson, 317-239-1070. The Talk of Gasoline Alley is coming up next on 93.5 and 107.5 The Fan.